I came to Denton to sing at the university here to study music at UNT. And then shortly after I arrived, I started having a lot of breathing issues, asthma, okay. adult asthma. And I've lived all over the world because I grew up as a military brat, mm-hmm. and I had never dealt with it, especially at these levels before, mm-hmm. to where it was like regular trips to the ER, daily asthma treatments. It was, you know, challenging to sing, to come mm-hmm. here, to do what I came here to do. Right. So, a lot of different things kind of coincided at the same time. I was in the university during the Occupy Wall Street movement. So, you know, there were kids camped out all over campus and people were organizing on a daily basis. And I think what that movement did was kind of bring people from a lot of different seemingly disparate issues and kind of teach us about our intersectionality mm-hmm. Amongst all those issues. So there were just daily meetings about environmental issues, about human rights issues, about renters' rights issues. I mean, just a myriad of things going on in our city. And from there, the Occupy folks organized a meeting with the city council and met with them regarding issues. And one of the issues that came to the surface was hydraulic fracturing, how they were fracturing underneath our school, how they were fracking close to neighborhoods and hospitals, McKenna Park, all these places. So as I was dealing with my own breathing issues, I was also learning these environmental problems in our city. And then from there, you know, I kind of did more research on my own and read up on it. And there were, turns out there's 500 wells in our city limits. So it was a lot of things. But I think just growing up all over the world with the military, you see a lot of different places in the world. You see a lot of different ways of life and ways of interacting with the environment. I grew up as a child in Germany, and litter was not a problem mm-hmm. where I lived because people were very intentional very early on about recycling. And then I lived in Hawaii for a while, which is just, you know, paradise. And you become really keenly aware of how precious these resources are and how fragile an ecosystem can be in the face of the oil and gas industry. So I think that I always kind of saw that growing up, but it just kind of came to a head with the local issue at hand. So yeah, that's how I got involved.